I'm April Cummings with your latest sports. The Cayman Motoring Federation successfully hosted round three of its six-event Auto Slalom League at the Foster's Airport Overflow parking lot. The third round welcomed eight competitors evenly divided between the stock and modified classes and attracted one of the largest spectator crowds seen at a CMF Auto Slalom event to date. CMF President Jane Scaletta.
Watching our Autocross League continue to grow is incredibly rewarding. We are creating a welcoming environment where anyone can experience motorsports safely while becoming a better driver.
Andrew McLaughlin picked up first place in the stock class in his Suzuki Swift with a combined time of 71.986 seconds, while Matt Kitching snagged first in the modified class in his Volkswagen GTI with a combined time of 73.286 seconds.
We sincerely thank Lucky Rabbit for sponsoring this event and helping us make another successful round possible.
Auto slalom is a precision driving discipline. Competitors navigate a course of traffic cones against the clock. The CMF Auto Slalom League consists of six championship events held throughout the year. At each event, every driver completes three timed runs with their two best runs combined to determine their final score. Championship points are accumulated across the season, with league champions crowned at the end of the six-event series. A historic weekend for Cayman Chess at the return of the Carifta Championships. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the results.
It was a milestone for chess in both the Cayman Islands and the Caribbean with the long-awaited return of the Carifta Chess Championships on Saturday and Sunday at John Gray High School. The Chess Federation says it was also the first ever hybrid Carifta Chess Championships, which reduced travel costs and made international competition, quote, more accessible for junior players throughout the region. 26 of Cayman's most talented junior players competed across the under 8 through under 18 age groups on day one. On day two, they were joined by five of Cayman's top senior players, including members of the National Chess Olympiad team, who competed in the open and women's sections. The Chess Federation says the championships attracted more than 440 players from across the Carifta region. After nine rounds, Cayman earned three podium finishes. In the under-8 section, Ross Blackwood captured the gold medal while Christian Moore claimed the bronze title. This also marks the first time in history Cayman has produced an international chess champion. Cayman added another medal through Artie Clark, who earned bronze in the under-12 section. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
This sets the stage for the youth team as they prepare to compete at the Pan American Youth Chess Championships in Colombia. That's July 26th through the 2nd of August. It's a wrap for the Move It Cayman National Campaign, with the Ministries of Health and Sports marking the occasion with a free Family Fun Day. The event featured a one-mile walk run and various activities for all ages. Sports Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin.
Move It Cayman has demonstrated the important role sports and physical activity play in building a healthier community. Promoting an active and healthy lifestyle for all is one of our ministry's key priorities, and we are proud to have worked alongside our sporting associations and other government ministries to bring this initiative to life.
Over the 12-week Move It campaign, participants demonstrated their commitment to improving their health and well-being while fostering a culture of wellness. The Ministry of Health says this marks the beginning of the next phase of the Step Into Wellness campaign, a national awareness and education initiative designed to empower residents to prevent or reduce the impact of non-communicable diseases by making informed, sustainable lifestyle choices. Think you've got what it takes to dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge? Well, you can show off your skills at the Summer Clash Dodgeball Tournament on Saturday, July 25th. Games will be played from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Pickleball Cayman Courts, and there's up to $1,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Funds raised will support the YMCA. You can register at stingraymedia.com. That is your local sports. I'm April Cummings. This is Radio Cayman's Newsroom.